Gemara, we are up to Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the page. Amar Rabbi Yechon. We did learn yesterday about an interesting concept that we have words in the Torah that are written we don't read it, and there are words in the Torah that we read but are not written. And they wanted to explain why, but we bring a number of instances where that happens. They're all in Tanakh. They're all Nach. And I mentioned yesterday Radak. And I found this. I'm going to quote you a doc. It's not a long doc, but it's a fascinating doc. It's in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tzav, the story of Avshalom. And it's Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where the Pasuk says, Iti responded to the king and said, I swear in the name of Hashem, I swear in your name. Ki im b'makam ashayisham, if in the place that you'll be, life or death, I will follow you. And it says, im, if. So it's sitting on the side. Im ksiv v'loy kriv. Im is written, but we don't read it. Says the Dach as follows. Unfortunately, it's not all beautiful. Oh, thank you. Thanks a million. Thanks. Okay. Says the Dach. Here, on this pasuk. Im ksiv v'loy kriv. And he said, "Va'inyan echad," the same idea. Im kri, I like kri. The context of the pasuk doesn't change. Whether you add the word im, if you don't add the word im, he's basically saying the same thing. I will follow you. I will follow your ways. Then he says as follows: what is this inyan amo kri without ksiv or ksiv without kri? Nira, as of three is you. Ki begolus harishon, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, avdu hasfarim, we lost the Sifrei Torah. When the taltalu and they wandered about. The Chachamim Yodei HaMikra, and those Chachamim who were experts in the Torah, Mesu, they all passed away. But Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle Shehechziru HaTorah LeYoshna, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle then decided to restore it. How? Motzu Machlekes B'Sfarim HaNimtzayim. They found a whole bunch of different Sifrei Torah that people must have been writing from memory, and they found different Eschois. So what they did, they decided we will follow the majority of the chayes, and that's the Torah we have. Lefi daitam, according to what they thought was right. Over makim shaloi his shivim daitam ala border, but where they're not 100% clear, like maybe there's not enough chayes, you know, enough. It wasn't a strong roiv, let's say. Kasu haechad v'loy noktu, I kasu v'chutz v'loy kasu mibefnim. They deliberately put those words in or left them out, so let's read it or rewrite it, that to remind us we're not sure if it belongs to the book. Can you imagine?
Is this Torah or just Levine
Sue? He talks about the whole Torah. He's talking about the whole Tanakh.
Is there a document for that?
Absolutely not. That's the whole Radak. Like, I kosu ech bechutz ech befrim, end of the whole thing. Because he's trying to explain why taka do you have words that are written if you don't read it, or why do we read words that are not written? He explained that's where it came from. Scary.
No one else said not the
pastor. I've never seen it. Nobody on the team. Nobody. We discussed yesterday about the kapitlach and all that, but no. This is a. Okay, remember that. Perek Tzav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. I'm saying the dark is an issue, so you know. David Kimchi. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yechon said, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashas Shchinase De Eibusher will not rest the Shchina, Ella only on the following: Gibber, you have to be strong; but Usher, you have to have money so people look up to you; and the Chacham, you have to be wise; and the Anav, you have to be humble so you can be a leader." This Gemara was written in Masechta Shabbos, but over there we have a few other things. One of them is very interesting: Baal Koyma, you have to be tall.
I have no chance.
No, you're wearing a high heel, so what do you call it? High
heel.
Yeah. These are all the criteria.
So
we'll bring in a minute.
Yeah.
All of the above. In fact, over here in Masechta Shas, he says, Umitzvah Yashin. The Seder Rabbi Yochanan, why the Gemara there has a few extra things, and here the Gemara leaves out. But the main thing the Gemara leaves out is being tall. We know Lahavdil Napoleon was very short. Alexander was short. Right. Right. Okay. Now, how we know this? How do you know this perspective? It says the Gemara, but cooler than Moshe. We know Moshe had all those qualities. Gibber, how do you know the Chesiba says the Pasik? How do you know Moshe was strong? It says the Pasik. By Yifresh is the oil on the Mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to cover the oil of the Mishkan, you know, cover it. And Omar, and we know how tall the Mishkan was. Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu person, Moshe Rabbeinu himself did it. It's Lashon Yochid by Yifresh, of Yifreshu. Uksiv, now we know Eser Amos El Chakodesh. Now this would be a raya that you have to be tall. And yet, this Gemara here omits the fact that you have to, that's why it's Misliyashiv. The Gemara omits here that you have to be tall, Bal Koma. But the pasuk they use is often right that you have to be tall. Instead, what we use it for here is Gibber. How does that prove it's a Gibber? Because in pasuk, if you're tall, you're strong. Tall people are strong. The Mephoshi already asked why the Gemara doesn't say a better thing. The fact that he was able to pick up the Kerushim were 10 amos tall, and he single handedly installed them. He put them all together. But that was a nest, so therefore it's not really what?
So you have to buy for strength? Or is it
strength. Who needs about height? We're not talking about height here. Everything more, Emma, that's not right. Emma, the Arich, we cut him. Maybe he was tall, but lanky, lean, and he wasn't strong. Why do you necessarily infer if somebody's tall or strong? Element had in craft the following class. Now you know he's strong. See, it says in Pasuk, "Etvayz b'shnei luchas." I held on to the two luchas, the ashlichem, and I tossed them down. I'll stay your day for my both of my hands. The edge when I broke it, and the Tanya. Now, how big were these luchas? Made out of stone. The haluchas arkon shisha v'rochon shisha. They were six long and six wide, but obviously shloisha and three thick. And you know the Rebbe in the Morim Abasa there, you know, calculates in the order in every single millimeter of space, and that's there was proof that it was square because if it was round, then there's a lot of gaps in the autumn. So therefore, what do we see from here? And if he had to throw it down with force, what about lifting it in the first place? The Gemara's raya is the fact that he threw it down. The chayy that I have throwing it down, first of all, could have dropped it, but he didn't drop, he threw it. But the chayy that I have throwing down, it says in the Medrash that the Abish, he was struggling with the Abish, the Abish was trying to hold it back from falling down, and he overcame the Abish down. That's the raya. The Gemara's will eat a chasim and a sefer. Okay, so that's Tagat Rebbe on the fast day, he was only able to pick up half of Shas, in his hands. And the fact that Moshe really picked up the luchas, but he threw it down. The chayde pshat is when he walked with the luchas, was ma'isinism. Everything was ma'isinism. Throwing it down was not ma'isinism. Why would David help him throw it down? So there was that was his human strength, and he threw it down means that he had his own strength. He hit him in the ankle. What it means is that Dovid Melech brought down Goliath. It means that his strategy, he was better at, you know, at it than Goliath, than Egg. Okay, that's it. That's it. Osher, how do you know he's rich? We want that the psalus of the stone was his. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zeichet to Ashidus? Because everyone else is Babizah Zayam, and he wasn't there because he was carrying Atzama Shal Yosef. So therefore, he got it here. And the mile is, of course, that you're not beholden to anybody. You don't need anybody. And we had actually more Shabbos there. At Leah Mishalachit, they were talking about Arana Koyin. Here from the Gemara, it sounds like he has to be rich before the Abishtha made him a leader. Over there, it talks about once somebody's a leader, God Leah Mishalachit, we have to go ahead and make him, you know, everyone should respect him. Here we're talking about the Chatchila, the Abishtha won't going to be Mashash Chinosa unless you already have. Now, the one of the Shayin say Mashash Chinosa in the Eifel Kvias, because we find that the Abishtha was Shayin Chinosa on Bilam, Arasha, and all of these. Anivus comes into play and all that. That was from, you know, sporadic. Eifel Kvias. True. Or also, the Abish took away from the Levim and gave it to the Shaitan. Again, it's not Mashra, it's only from, you know, sporadic. Why? They both say we had the Gemara Shoshana. Chamishim Shadi being Rebbeilam. They were 50 gates of wisdom. They were all given to Moshe. Chaser Achaz minus one. He got 49. It says about the Chaserei Ma'at Melekim. A little bit was missing. That's why we had the Gemara there. He passed away. Har Nevoi Nud Boy. He got the 50th when he passed away. That's when he passed away. He no longer had the Hagbolas, the limitations of a body, of a physical body, and therefore he was able to now mekabel the 50th level of Bina. Onav, he was humbled. It says, "Ish Moshe, Onav Me'ayd. He was the most he was the most humble person. Amar Abivir says, "Kol Leviim Hashirim Hayu." All the Leviim Hashirim. Now, Lecheder, what's Rabbi Yechon adding? He said before the ages of the Mashal Chinosi only on these criteria. So, if you're a Navi, then obviously you have all of this criteria. But he's going to bring he wants to bring a Raya, the Taka, that there are other Hashirim as well besides Moshe Rabbeinu. And Menal and Moshe Umishmul Ma'amos and Miyen or Neviim. Let's go through that. Moshe. Now, interesting. Why we have to bring another Raya for Moshe? We can call an Raya of Luchas, and it's the same Rabbi Yechon. Moshe, the Chassid says, I did not take one of these lunches. He was priding himself. I never took anything from you. What are we talking about? I just didn't confiscate it from you like a melech. I'm not a beganif that takes that pain. What's the big deal? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't take without pain. He didn't even take with pain. I didn't take it because even if I rented and I paid you money, you still did me a favor. I could have rented to somebody else. I owe nothing to anyone. Maybe the reason why, what's a donkey? The only purpose of a donkey is to ferry products across. Maybe he had no products, he was poor. Maybe because he was poor. Ella, so he had no choice to go back to my original raya, that he got the remnants of the parts, the pieces of the luchas. Shmuel, how do you know Shmuel was wealthy? You see, it says in Pasuk, "Hinni onu bi neged Hashem l'ngu mishichai." You answer me. I'm standing here before you. If you have any criticism, eshoy mi lekachti, vechamoy mi lekachti. Did I take anybody? Eshoy? Did I take anybody? Donkey? I bechinam. Again, what's he priding himself? If he's talking about he didn't pay, lafukim man deshok bechinam. We're talking about this. El dafil bezchad. We're talking about even bezchad. That he didn't even pay. You might say, question, maybe he had nothing to ferry. No, he didn't take a cow. He had no field to plow. El Mahacha, from the following passage, to Masri, Haramasa, he went, returned home to the place of Ramasa, Kis, Shambesa, that's where his house is. But Amar Rava said, Komokim Shaholach, Besa Imai. What do you mean, Shambesa? Not the little Pshati that his house was over there and he went back home. Al-Shad is wherever he went, he traveled his house. He had a grab that wherever he went, he always had a woman there waiting for him. He had his house with him wherever he went. In fact, the Zichy Magid said, Faket. Yeah, but the Zichy Magid used the same idea, and he was saying that when you travel, you take your furniture with you. No, if anything, by me, Oilam Hazza is like, you know, but his thing was a full Faket. Whenever you travel, you take the whole house with you. Oh, my Rabbi says, Rabbi, God will mashinem, but Bishmul Yasin said, Moshe. What's written by Shmuel, but I never took anybody's donkey or cow, is greater than what's written by Moshe. Why? The Moshe Beinu Tziv, I never took even by payment. Even willingly, I didn't read. The Chassidus says, I didn't do it by force, I didn't do it willingly, didn't take anything. So what does that mean by Moshe Rabbeinu? So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? I didn't steal it from you, nor did I coerce you in renting it to me. That's chomos. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu pride? And you say Shmuel is better because Shmuel is saying not in the case of forcing. Stam, I never rented anything from you. I have no shaitas. I never took anything from anybody. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Rabbeinu said that I didn't by force. We have a concept called chamsin. Chamsin is that he yoved the one above the seat. You gave money, but the fact that you're a reluctant seller, and I sort of forced you to sell it to me. So it must be, there's a right, some of the Rishonim that say there's a difference, that this Isur of Chamsin is only when you buy something, not if you rent something. Even though we haven't gone Hazor, we'll see. That renting is like buying for a day, for Zman. But there's a Machlekes Rishonim, if you're allowed to force someone to rent you something. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said that he prided himself that he didn't take any donkey by force, which means that's not awesome. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush? That means he's allowed to. But the answer over here, not that he didn't force it, that even willing people, but Moshe Rabbeinu, people might have done it out of shame. But you didn't stand there with a knife or a gun and tell you better rent. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, how can you say no? Even though you didn't really want to rent the thing, you want to use it for yourself, how can you say no? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I never put anyone in that situation. Shmuel goes a step further. Even that shame, or maybe that people don't have the same kind of the chedetz or Shmuel, or reverence for Shmuel like they had to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if a small said, you were willing. Amos, well, I know Amos is rich. He would say, "Well, yeah, Amos is rich. He's like, no, no, come on, no, 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 come on, no, no. He buy it only, or buy it and scrum it. What does that mean? What do you buy a buy it only? Buy it is the word bucket, cattle. Give a target, Yosef. A Yosef Matagim. We had more of the Baba Kama in the beginning. Tejas says that Yosef was a bucket in Targum because he was blind, and therefore he remember, you know, that he had to learn by heart. So it says for Shabbos, learn by heart. So he memorized everything in Targum. A Yosef, Ari Mesa Gisa Ano. I had a lot of herds, in other words, he's a rich man, and scrumbingly Bishra Lassan, I have many sycamore trees in my properties. Yoina Haino, he was rich. The Chesivit says, he went off the ship and he said he paid Schorra. It doesn't say Schorroi, his whatever his fee was for traveling. He paid the fee of the entire ship. He paid for everybody's tickets. And work out the calculation. Dalit Alof Dina Dava, 4,000 gold coins. Wow, people were spent in those days. How many people could fit on a ship in those days? It's only like a cruise line, you have, say, 5,000 people. You have, what, a couple hundred, if anything? And he forgot the Tater. He was there for 40 days, and in 40 days, you expect to learn the total Tater. And even though we learned before that the first time we went up, all they did was the five chumashim and Yeshua, and that's it. It was a very limited tater. But the second time he was up already, everything was came along. How did he do in 40 days? So he was constantly, you know, he had to ram it in, and he's forgetting. He gave him a ton. So it says, he gave him like a kala. A kala is like a matana to a chasin, and everything gives him like a matana, so that he should be able to learn it through well. It says they give him a next mission. We're continuing to learn as a madin, as a mudr, what the mudr is committed to do for the madin, what the madin is committed to do for the mudr. So we're continuing over here. And we're learning as far as you're allowed to do his mitzvahs, you're allowed to pay off his chayvahs because it's not directed to him. You can pay off his machs to shekum, all the shatim shot over there, and so on. And so the gemara, zon es ish teves bonav, you can feed, provide for his wife and his children. He has to take care of them. And you said he shouldn't have any hanah from you. You can take care of his wife and kids because we follow Chanan, according to Moses Shrenim. And Chanan said you can pay off somebody's chay because you're not giving to him directly. I'm keeping repelling the attack of the lions. And therefore, it's not directly to you. Or even if a corner of Chamu say that you cannot pay off somebody's loan because I just saved you that loan, of course I gave you another record. But over here, it's what do you call it? Over here might be different because over here, I didn't give it pay as a loan. I did it as a mitzvah tzedakah. Your wife and children are starving, so I gave them food as tzedakah. Therefore, it's not like in the case where you're paying off the guy's loan. And therefore, the Chacham is saying, in that case, you are mahanim. Here, I am doing it as tzedakah to the wife and kids. The Shem Ray talk about Bonav. Alpha Pishu Chaim is an Eisen. We had in Ksuvas, remember that we said like this. There's a Takana from Usher that you have to take care of your kids. From 6 years old and up, you have to take care of your kids. So it's only Usher. Usher happened after the mission, way later. So therefore, what is it talking about over here? So somebody showing you Rabbi Tam says it's talking about Titanic time. Under 6 years old, not Rabbi Tam, other showing. Under 6 years old, you're chayiv. The mother there says that over six, we try to coax you. Remember, we had all stories in the mother, we shame people and to help out. But under six, you're chayiv. And therefore, the mission is talking about under six. And Rabbi Natan says, talking about a guy who divorced his wife and took her back. And she said, I'll take you back on the condition. On the condition, you take care of my kids. So that's the case of chayiv lozen's bana, where it was a condition in the second marriage. Or the, it doesn't matter, why couldn't you just say in the first? Why have they divorced and came back to say, she said, I'll marry you on the condition you'll take care of our kids. And Mr. Shah, don't know why you have to say that. But interesting, the Rush doesn't answer any of that, which tells us that the Rush holds that even under 6 years old, the Achrein Lim Shah is also only a Takana Sushi. It's not a din in the Taylor, you have to take care of kids under 6 years old. let's continue. And the Rosh so just says, even though the Mishnah says Chayim is an Osan, it's referring to Ishtay, not to Bonav. Now the Rosh couldn't find a Heikatimsa where your Chayim wasn't as Bonav. But nor, but you're definitely not allowed to feed his animals, whether they're kosher animals or kosher animals. And we're talking about that most of the learn, we're fattening up your animals. So you're feeding the animals, and I'm adding more, I'm fattening up the animal. So that's why you're not allowed to, because you're gaining here. You're having another because the animal's fatter, you have more to eat, so on. I understand why you're not allowed to, because you're fattening up the animal. If you shech the animal, have more to eat. So he's definitely having direct hana from you. But tomei, you can't eat. Why can't you fatten up the animal? So they said to him, why should be different? Interesting expression. Hatoy nafshal shemayim. You know, there's a whole Indian, there's a whole chokrim have a whole machlekes is where the behemoths have a neshama or not. And the Ramban in Shulchan Khan, he talks about about animals have emotions. Ramban says animals have rachmanas for their kids, and very interesting. Well, animals have chiras. Here you have an expression: "Shetahatoy nafshal shemayim." The nefesh of the behemoth goes. It's an expression, but you can take it literally. The nefesh goes to shemayim. There's a machlekes where behemoths have olam haba, and gufer shaloi. What happens is by a toy, the goof ends up with the balabas. He eats it. So therefore, okay, it makes sense why you're not allowed to be zon. But tameya nafsha the goof lishmain. What happens? Even the goof can't eat the tumbling animal. I'm like, no, you could. Afet may nafsha lishmain the goof lishloi. Team years, we want to have him meichel mechavim tzoto goy. Oy machil leklavim. And if it's a fatter animal, he gets more money for it. So he has direct hano. So the gemara, I'm gonna be itzchak b'chananya. I'm gonna bune. If let's say Reuben is the Shimon made a vow that Reuben should not have any hana from him whatsoever, you're permitted to get your daughter married to him. You're allowed to marry your daughter off to him. Now he's having to the guy that was you said the mother. I don't have any hana from me. You're allowed to have your daughter marry him. Now, the Gemara has a very interesting expression. If you just see how to interpret it, we'll just take it to Kipshutri. Have he bought Abzeda? Abzeda was trying to understand. May I ask you, what are we talking about? If we're talking about a girl with a Elaine, we're talking about now the Mishnah doesn't, this Brisa does not say who is Usher and who. Whose daughter married? Is it the case where there's a Madden and there's a Mudden? Is it the case where the Madden's daughter is you're allowed to marry your daughter to the Mudden, even though you said to the Mudden, you don't should have any love for me, but I can marry my daughter? Or the other way around? That the mother's daughter, the mother wants to know have enough from me, I don't have any enough from you, can give his daughter to the mother. What are we talking about? Elaima Bishanikse Avi Kala Surah Chasan, that the mother is the father of the Kala, and he's marrying his daughter up to the Chasan. What do you mean? And he said to the mother, I don't have any enough from me. How can he do that if the girl is a Ktana or a Naida where the father has total control? If he wants, he can sell her as an Omri Vriya. Hari Moisala Shivchul Shamshan. Gave his daughter away to this guy. Now right. Now he has a maid. Who's going to cook for him and who's going to clean for him? He had unbelievable hana. Ellis, I must be talking about. Another way around. That the kala is from the mudr and the chasan is the madr. And the mudr can say, here's my daughter, marry you. What's the gedayla muzama? We said more than that. Zon is each his banav. So, and what's the hanah? What's the mudr hanah getting? The mudr is not having hanah, but he's giving his daughter to the mother. Why should be a problem? Because till now he had to take care of his daughter, and now you're going to take over responsibilities. That's more remote than the case where I'm paying for your wife and if her food, even though I said I don't want to have any benefit from me, and it's all right. What's the chiddush? Now the question is, when you marry, if the mudr says, I don't want to have any hanah from me, and he gives his daughter, he's makabel kesef gedushin. And we learned before that what happens to kesef gedushin goes to the father. So he's getting hanah. There must be talking about over here in a case where the marriage is through shtar rabbi and there's no money involved, so therefore there's no hanah to the father. The case where the chasim of the father, the kala is asr on the chasim. No. So the cheder, he said to the chasna, I don't want to have anyone from me. How can he give his daughter? We're talking about a girl who's over 12 and a half years old. And she does whatever she wants. So what hanah does the father have? And the cheder said that even though the father was the one maybe convinced her, the father was the one who found out about this guy and he's the one who told her all about it. It's not the same. His hanah is indirect. The primary beneficiary of hanah here is the kala herself. So therefore, that's permitted. If somebody makes a neder to his son about Talmud Torah, machlek is a shiny, what are we talking about? Either he says, he makes a neder, I don't want to have any benefit from you. I want you to focus on learning. Don't bring me a coffee. You know, don't go shopping for me. I want you to say, I don't have any enough from you. So he's saying it's not a punishment. He wants to give his son the ability to sit and focus on learning and become a Talmud Chacham. The other Hashem holds, talking about he's punishing his son. Because you're not learning Torah, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. No more spending money, nothing. Is mutter le malus like chavish shalmayim mahadlik zaneir. These are small hanos. You never intended to ask for that. So you're allowed to either take, if you ask it just to have any enough from your son, but you're allowed, he's allowed to bring a glass of water, and the mitzvah of aim, and the light of candles. Very, this doesn't take much time at all. Or the other way around, if you punish your son, you're allowed to give it. Now Bishchik says literally like cotton. Even something takes a little bit longer to grill a small fish, you're allowed to do that as well. And that could be 13 minutes there in Hilchos Ner Shabbos. If you said, I don't want you have any benefit from me, I'm allowed to give you a Kosher Shalom. What in the world is a Kosher Shalom? My knee, what's that? Here we say, Kosher Beisa Eiro. If you remember, as we learned that there are 10 cups, three before your meal, and we said the only reason David should create a wine in the first place is to help alleviate the pain and the anguish from an oval. So you're allowed to give him the 10 cups of these kaisis. You're allowed to give it to him. Because like a mitzvah, you're allowed to. Marav, I mean, I saw how they say, kaisha based on merchitz. You go to a sauna, you have to have cold water. So you're allowed to give him that kais. You're allowed to feed his avodim, Kananim, he already have food. They have food, so they can do their work. You're giving them extra, so you fatten them up a little bit. You're allowed to do that. And some of the shrines say you're allowed to do that because not only you're not helping, you're hindering. Because if a guy is overweight, obese, he's becoming more lethargic. Maybe he's not as active, as energetic. The yozan is behem to a baby. He's not allowed to feed his animals. My time, avodah kananim lemanach chusavidim. The main, the different shorter mayor, but the main purpose is to do avodah. You're not going to sell them to cut them up into pieces. The main thing is that they're here to work. So what are you adding by giving this extra food? Behemoth there to fatten up. Look at the Mishnah. And we're not going to look at Gemara today. We'll do it tomorrow night. If somebody is mudin enough from his friend, the Gemara is going to say, who is the madin and who is the mudin? All these Mishnahs, it doesn't specify who is the madin or the mudin. So mudin mechaveidai, v'nichnes levakrei, and you go into mevakrim. You go into do the mitzvah bikur chayim. Oy mid, you should stand, but lo yeshiv, you shouldn't sit. You're coming to do a mitzvah, but we don't want you to sit. Now, why? The general difference in standing and sitting is when you stand, you're there for a very short time. When you sit, you can be there for a while. Now, why in the world should there be a difference? You're doing a mitzvah. We'll see in the Gemara. Three answers in the Gemara. Omerapay the force nefesh. You can be a doctor, and we're going to talk about healing. You're allowed to heal him at force nefesh. The guy is a shiloh of death. You're allowed to do that because you're doing a mitzvah. I've learned if it was mama, but you're not allowed to be a vet. You're not allowed to heal his assets. You're not allowed to heal his animals. Because then he's having hana from you that he's saving his assets. What about a Shabbos Aveda? We'll see you in the Gemara later. Okay, we'll stop here. I've been